It's somebody that lives out in the country. Doesn't know much about city ways and conspicuous. Maybe when he gets to town. That may have been, you know, something along later, since most people usually, town is very accessible to them. But a long time ago it wasn't, you know, a person. How might you have spoken to them? Has any word come to mind?
Can't call any.
Well, I was going to say, hillbilly would really have not been in this part of the country.
No.
Something like that. Okay. We were talking about names a minute ago, nicknames. And in researching the family history and the history of the county, you said you ran across some kind of unusual nicknames. Maybe you could tell me a little about that.
Well, why should they call a girl whose name was Mary, call her Polly? Now, of course, I can see the Elizabeth being Lizzie. But now, Mary and Polly is so confusing. I don't
completely change the sounds and everything. Usually you keep the first letter the word, you know, anyway. Just as a little consistency.
And now, I know I had an aunt that we knew of as Aunt Ola. And I did not know until recent years that her name was Viola. Things like that. That are confusing. But now that all makes more sense than Mary and Polly.
Right.
But it was common.
Well, now Margaret, this
is Maggie.
Have you ever heard Peggy?
Yes.
Which is a little like that, going from the complete different sounds.
Absolutely.
But Mary,
Margaret and Peggy, now I've heard that too.
But Mary and Polly's a complete new one.
And Margaret's called Maggie, but that makes more sense than Peggy.
It really does. Did you, I think you were telling me that spelling is a problem sometimes in the family records, searching, making sure that a name didn't throw you, just it might have been misspelled or something you thought of. I think we're talking about Benajah.
Yes.
That's not really
Benajah.
Benjamin. That name has still just got me fascinated.
But his name was not Benjamin.
Right.
It was Benajah. Now,
first time I saw it in a book or something, though, I might have thought it was some
was
kind
Benjamin,
of nickname or
contraction
something.
For Benjamin. But now, there was an old gentleman out here in Moxley, a very well-known family, the Carswells. His name was Benal. Have you ever heard that one?
No. Can you spell that one for us?
B-E-N-I-A-H.
No.
Benal.
Huh. Benal Carswell.
That's right.
Well, one other thing while we were talking about different terms, how would you speak of a child that was born to a woman who was not married?
I would say it was their illegitimate child.
Have you ever heard the term bush child?
No, I've heard it woods coat.
Oh, woods coat, right, but not bush child.
No.
Sunday baby.
No.
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 Woods coat's a new one on me. That's kind of...
Well, that's common here.
Really?
Oh, it used to be long ago.